Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
I have for you the perfect Valentine's Day gift for your ex. The Bronx Zoo, get this. The Bronx Zoo is launching its Name a Roach program that allows you to name one of 50,000 giant Madagascar hissing cockroaches for only $15 per roach. You not only will name the roach, but you also can send a Valentine's certificate to the honoree that you name the roach for, which is why this is for your ex for Valentine's Day. Or maybe it could be for your significant other, and this is one way your significant other becomes your ex. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. What a way to wake up in the morning, huh? 312, I apologize for telling you that. 312, I mean about the roach. 312-981-7200, you have a question about your pet or your pet's behavior. I'll tell you, I'll be truthful with you. Susana Mendoza, the candidate for mayor for City of Chicago, was supposed to be on the show last week and apologized to me and said, and I understand this. I have done this more than once where I'm somewhere where I need to turn down or turn off my phone. She was at a speaking engagement the night before. She turned down her phone, and then the next morning, when we call, she's not there because her phone was turned down or off. I don't know. She either didn't hear it or, if it was turned off, obviously did not hear it. So I understood. And she apologized, said, you know, can I be on your show next week? I said, is she here? No, she's not. So I said, okay, no problem. I sort of moved some things around, and she is supposed to be here now. And this is one thing I would have asked her about, and that is we're going to have next week on the show, gosh, we're talking about a cat show coming to Chicago. So I'm about to leave. I'm going to the Westminster Dog Show, and I'm going to speak. It's become like the Academy Awards. I'll tell you, there's all these events and activities associated with Westminster, and I'll be speaking at a dinner tonight associated with the dog show. And then Monday night, I'm going to the dog show. Then I'm coming back here, and I'm going to the Western Veterinary Conference after that, where I'm honored to be speaking as well. Now, why was I telling you about that? Oh, I know! A cat show! There's the big Lincoln State cat show coming up. We'll talk about that next week on the show. And also what a Chicago suburb did. We'll be talking to a village trustee, and this ties back into Susana Mendoza. So the village of Vernon Hills just said, and there are now well over 200 communities in the United States and Canada who have said, no dogs or cats can be sold at pet stores. And the reason for that is where they're sourced from. As no responsible breeder ever sells to a pet store. So if they're coming from reckless people, they include puppy mills greatly. So all these communities said, beginning a couple of years ago with the Puppy Mill Project, which really began out of this city and organically so, not funded by one of the big animal rights groups or anything like that. It just began with Carrie Myers and others saying, you know what, we can't take this anymore. We see the results of all this. So they began the Puppy Mill Project, and city after city after city began to ban dogs, cats, in the case of some cities, also rabbits, including Chicago's ordinance. So Chicago banned, and it was Susana Mendoza when she was city clerk that was behind all that. And she said, got some texts here that are not saying kind things about Susana Mendoza, but they were, I don't know, but she did do that. And she said, here's what she did. We are going to orchestrate this thing so it can pass through City Hall. And at some point on board, I was brought in, and not many people were. And the idea was we're gonna move in a very smart way, and that's what she did politically. But of course, it was the right thing to do, And I don't know, Chicago became like the 150th city. I'm not sure what number it was. That said, also, no dogs or cats can be sold at pet stores. Thanks in part to John Fritchie, Cook County Commissioner. Same thing happened where the county of Cook. And since then, the entire state of California, the entire state of Maryland, entire states are jumping on board with this notion. I think there will be more states in 2019, and that may include Illinois even. So all of that is good news. Here's the interesting thing. When I testified in Vernon Hills in support of all this, in November of this past year, one of those that was testifying is a Chicago pet store owner who continues to sell dogs and cats. I'm not quite sure how he can skirt the ordinance. He says they're from rescues. Still selling for, I don't know, whatever he sells them for, $2,000 more than that. I don't know. I don't know what he sells them for. And calls himself a not-for-profit, I guess, or says he's rescuing dogs from not-for-profits. I'm not sure. But what he is doing is he's skirting the law. And we want to close the loophole in that law. And I was going to ask Susana Mendoza about that. So she helped create it. So let's close that loophole. In 2 weeks, Paul Vallis, another mayoral candidate, will be here. And then I'm out of mayoral candidates because then, by then, there's an election. 312-981-7200. You could talk politics after 7 o'clock. I don't really want to do that. You're texting me political comments. I appreciate that. But I want questions about your pets. 312-981-7200. It's a big event. It's their most romantic event for the Anti-Cruelty Society. It's called Pour Your Heart Out. Their sixth annual fundraiser benefiting homeless pets. It's February 20th at the Union Club League of Chicago. That is 65 West Jackson Boulevard at 5:30. For more information about it, you can check out the Anti-Cruelty Society website, anticruelty.org. Or, you know, and the cool thing about this event, first of all, if you've not been to the Union Club of Chicago, what a cool historic place. I mean, that place is really kind of a swanky place. And they'll be serving all these upscale wines and liquors of different kinds. Of course, it's all to raise money for the Anti-Cruelty Society. If you purchase your tickets before February 19th, they're a bit cheaper. And again, anticruelty.org for further information. The Lazy Dog in Vernon Hills is open. Where can you take your dog? I'm not sure what that text means. So what Vernon Hills has done, as they've said, maybe I'm unclear and you're asking, is that no dogs or cats in our community can be sold at pet stores. And there will be other communities in that area, that follow the same sort of thing. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. I have some calls. I have some texts. I'll take those in a moment. I do need to remind you that pets, or maybe I don't need to remind you this. You all know this. Pets aren't like family. They are family. And that's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you and your pets need them most. I need to tell you a story. I got a text. You know Elif, John Williams producer? So she had a cat emergency. And she's texting me, you know, I'm on my way to MedVet. What do I do? And I wrote her back about what I thought was going on, or not actually going on with her cat, who I thought was going to be okay. But I said, a good idea that you're that concerned and you're double checking. So she goes to MedVet. They don't know she's on WGN radio with John Williams, that she is the superstar producer. Of course, Casera sitting right over there is the real superstar of producers. But Elif is great, you know. Elif's an amazing producer. They don't know what she does for a living. So she goes in and they help her by giving her advice. There was nothing they really needed to do for her cat. And they said, you know what? No charge. And I can't promise that's going to happen to you. But that's what. And it wasn't because she works here. That's the thing. It was because they do the right thing for you to the best of their ability. They are always there for you 24/7. And this was a 24/7-ish kind of thing. MedVet Chicago is a certified VECCS level 1 trauma center. They have those kinds of things in human medicine. This is the animal version of that. They're also accredited by the American Animal Hospital Association. You can learn more at medvetforpets.com. Or write this phone number down so it is there when you need it. And that is 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110. Oh, boy, have I got the text here. First of all, one saying the lazy dog in Vernon Hills, you can take your dog. Let me make this clear. Let me make it clear. You're not understanding. So no dogs or cats can be sold at pet stores. Hopefully, there are lots of places you can bring a dog. I don't know that the cat wants to cooperate with you. I'm sorry, but the adoption process forces people to go to pet stores. You don't have a fence, you name it. Maybe you have young children. Those are just two of the reasons given for denying friends from getting shelter dogs. That's ridiculous. I believe you, but shelters that do that have gone too far. First of all, the fence thing is just wrong. You leave a dog outside in a backyard, unsupervised. I don't care if you have a fence, the dog can and maybe will dig under the fence, jump over the fence, develop bad habits, chasing people as they walk by on the other side of the fence. A non-aggressive dog can develop what's called barrier aggression, barking and meaning it at the fence. I mean, then if the dog gets out, the dog does get lost. Dog, if nothing else, is bored out there after running around a few times, having fun doing that, sniffing all the squirrels that have been there. What do? You know, there's nothing to do. It is not a good idea, actually, to keep a dog in a yard and just keep the dog in the yard. Better to walk the dog. Better exercise for the dog. So unless you're interacting with the dog in the yard, then it's a great thing. But what you know what I'm saying, it is ridiculous to say you don't have a backyard, you cannot have a dog. And any shelter or rescue that says that is wrong. As for young kids, there's nothing like growing up with a dog. Now, maybe some dogs are not suitable to be adopted with young kids in the house. That I would agree with and understand, but then there are many dogs that are. Got lots more text I want to get to, but phone calls as well. Sue, you are on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how can I help you?
We've had the dogs together for about a year. The other one we've had longer, and the one attacked the other one yesterday and caused some damage and that. The one that did this is a pit bull mix and that. I don't want to get rid of her. I want to give her another chance, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Have they?
They're separate right now.
Good. That would be my first suggestion. Have a couple of different things. Have they had difficulty getting along in the past?
No.
Hmm. Do you know what prompted this?
This is out of the blue. The one dog came in from outside because of the weather. I've been taking them out separately.
Sure.
Because of the ice and that. And the one dog came in and just went after the other one.
Yeah, sometimes.
And I had a hard time breaking them up and. There's been some changes in the household. There might be stress there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there are some things you could do to lower the stress. One is to plug in an adaptyl diffuser. It's a copy of a pheromone that naturally helps to lower anxiety, something I'm all for, but something that's not going to solve your problem. So what's going on with these two dogs, I can't say over the phone. You do need to bring in a professional who can see what's happening and offer some appropriate advice. Because if I give you advice that's, except to keep them separated, if I give you advice that's not suitable for your two individual dogs, then I feel terrible because I'm in, you know, I'm giving inappropriate, and I never want to give inappropriate advice on the air. So this is an individual circumstance, and when you deal with aggression, you really need to see what's going on, you know. Sometimes when you bring in dogs from outside, two things are going on. First of all, they smell different to some extent, and it could be whatever odor that dog picked up on, if these are two dogs that get along typically. And also, anytime that dog comes into the house, in some ways, for many dogs, it's like, I've met you before, but I've not met you before. And they get a weird response from that other dog. And if that's your dog, that could in part explain what was going on. It may just have been the entrance into the house, and it may never happen again is the good thing. If you control the way you walk into the house, with your dog that was attacked if your other dog is in the house. Most often you walk with them together. You explained why you took one out at a time, and we've done the same thing because of the weather, I understand. But I would bring a professional certified animal behavior consultant, a dog trainer who knows about behavior, or maybe best of all, a veterinary behaviorist.
Okay.
All right.
I normally walk the two of them together, and they get along, you know, real good on, you know. So, like I said, this has got me totally confused.
Yeah. I understand. I hope at least I helped with some of that confusion. As I say, it could be the way in which you didn't do anything wrong. Your dog didn't do anything wrong. But some dogs greet other dogs with skepticism, let's say, every time they see that dog walk in the house. Not, you know, walking from room to room in the house, but walk from outside in the house. Or it could have been the odor that this dog picked up. Or maybe something was brewing because of all those changes in the household. You know, and I don't know the answer to that. And I would need to have a much longer conversation and probably meet your dogs.
Okay.
But the good news is, the good news is they don't have this occur on a day-to-day basis. Also, you've done the right thing to separate them, so it's not going to escalate because they're not together. So that's all good. And if you do take them out together, give them treats, they'll give them good things, so each associates good things with the other dog. That you can do, but in the meantime, absolutely bring in a professional.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. 312-981-7200. I may have time to take more. Let's see. I've got more text here. That's what I'm looking. Needed to say I have mixed feelings about the pet stores. We got our beloved Bentley from the pet store, our Beagle. We were blessed to have him in our life for 15 years, 16 years. I can't see that far, 16 years. And he was a wonderful addition to the family. We loved him. He was also very healthy until he got very old. Yeah, I understand, you know, but so maybe you had one of those dogs that is from a pet store that worked out well. But many times they don't. And many times you're not even buying what you think you're buying. So they may sell the dog as a Lhasa poo. And the dog has no Lhasa or no poo in the dog, no poodle in the dog, if genetic testing is done. But it's really the biggest thing of all is where those dogs are from. My Labradoodle has a fractured molar. The vet said it should come out. We can do it, or should she refer me to a specialist to do a root canal? Well, you know, ask your veterinarian about that. I know root canals in dogs are very expensive, but because the tooth comes out. Oh, I see what you're asking, I think. Do I do the root canal or does the tooth come out? Ultimately, that decision is yours. But if that's the question that you are asking, that's the thing about text, hard to tell. But if that's the question you're asking, listen, we've been in that circumstance. And I will tell you, dogs don't know that aesthetics matters. If it is a tooth you can see that's missing, they get along very well without all their teeth, as crazy as that is to say. And root canal is very, very expensive. So we chose to have the teeth pulled. So if ultimately it's your choice, it also is something to talk about definitely with your veterinarian, because I can't tell exactly what you're asking via the text here. My cats are constantly hungry. Oh my gosh, I've got like 30 texts here. I mean, really? I cannot possibly get to them all. The Midwestern University Multispecialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at their dental institute. February, by the way, is Pet Dental Health Month. Family Medicine Clinic, Speech Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, and Eye Institute. At their clinics, you will receive exceptional care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. You can learn more at MWUClinics.com, MWUClinics.com, or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care. About the cat who won't stop eating, the cat may be simply training you. Remember, it's best for cats to feed them several meals over the course of the day, not just one large meal. And if it's a change in behavior and your cat was not previously like this, if it's an older cat, for example, I'm thinking specifically potentially hyperthyroid disease, so I don't know the age of the cat, which may play into it, so talk to your veterinarian. I apologize 100 times over for not being able to take these texts. I mean, really good questions. I'm just passed out of time at the moment.